You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN's Daily Energy Blog, which is a fun and insightful daily commentary on oil, gas, NGL, and refined product markets. Each morning, we cover commodity fundamentals and industry changes to keep you informed of developing trends across the U.S. energy landscape.
Tuesday, June 23, 2026. Moving out. Plans to move more Marcellus Utica gas to the Midwest, Mid-South, and Deep South. Published by Housley Carr. Midwestern states like Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan are important markets for natural gas producers in the Marcellus Utica, as are states in the Mid-South like Kentucky and Tennessee and states in the Deep South. But expanding gas sales in those markets will require a lot more pipeline capacity, and that's exactly what's in the works. In today's RBN blog, we continue our look at the pipeline projects being planned to move more Appalachia-sourced gas within and out of the U.S.'s largest gas production region. This is part 5 of our blog series on gas market dynamics in the Northeast. In part 1, we said the Appalachia market has been quietly evolving in ways that will not only shift flow patterns within the region but also affect flows to the Southeast, Midwest, and Gulf Coast. Part 2 focused on gas demand within the Northeast, which is getting a big boost from the power generation sector as coal retirements continue and data center development proliferates. In part 3, we started a review of the pipeline projects planned to enable more gas to flow through and out of the Marcellus Utica, focusing on projects in New England and New York. Part 4 continued that review with a look at projects within Pennsylvania, region-wide enhancements like TC Energy's Appalachian Supply Project, and projects involving or tied to either the Mountain Valley Pipeline or Williams Transco system. Today, we wrap up the pipeline projects part of our series with an analysis of 1. Projects that will provide expanded capacity to eastern Ohio and beyond, and 2. Projects that are more distant but still related to the Marcellus Utica. Expanded capacity to Ohio and beyond. There already are several major pipelines that transport Appalachian gas west. These include the bidirectional, Tallgrass Energy-operated Rockies Express, REX, which can move up to 2.6 BCF per day westward, Enbridge's sprawling Texas Eastern Transmission Company, TETCO, and TC Energy's ANR pipeline system. The ANR system is being expanded to support new data centers and related power projects in the upper Midwest, more on that later, and 2 big greenfield pipelines that started up in 2018. Energy Transfer and Ares Management's 3.425 BCF per day Rover pipeline and Enbridge's 1.4 BCF per day Nexus pipeline. As massive as these pipelines may be, rising gas demand means that still more westbound capacity into, through, and out of Ohio will be needed over the next few years. Among the largest development efforts is Boardwalk Pipeline's 2-part Borealis pipeline project, which will enable an incremental 2 BCF per day to be transported west across Ohio, and an incremental 1.75 BCF per day to move into southeastern Indiana and northern and western Kentucky. Boardwalk is a subsidiary of Lowe's Corporation. The 198-mile Borealis supply leg will run from the Clarington Gas Hub in southeastern Ohio to Lebanon in the southwestern part of the state and feature 42 and 36-inch diameter pipe. The 264-mile Borealis mainline, in turn, will run primarily alongside a section of Boardwalk's 5,975-mile Texas Gas Transmission, TGT, system between Lebanon and Slaughter's, Kentucky, about 35 miles south of Evansville, Indiana. We should note that TGT, like many other large bore legacy pipeline systems in the region, was originally developed to transport Gulf Coast-sourced gas north, but was repurposed in the 2010s to allow gas to be moved either north or south. The proposed Borealis project is designed to strengthen energy reliability and help supply increasing gas demand in southwestern Ohio, southeastern Indiana, and northwestern Kentucky by moving additional Marcellus Utica volumes west across Ohio into Boardwalk's existing TGT footprint. In April 2025, TGT held a non-binding open season that indicated strong support for the pipeline plan. The open season was initiated soon after Boardwalk reached a final investment decision, FID, on its planned 1.16 BCF per day Cochise Junction pipeline in Mississippi, which will move gas from the TGT system into the southeast and further integrate Appalachian and southeastern demand centers across Boardwalk's network. More on Cochise Junction in a moment. If all goes well, Boardwalk expects to file a formal application with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity, CPCN, for the Borealis project in H2 2027. Secure FERC's approval in H2 2028, and complete the 2-part project in late 2029 or early 2030. The Clarington Gas Hub in southeastern Ohio, the start-off point for Rex, Rover and Nexus, is also the focus of a short but important pipeline planned by EQT Corporation, the largest natural gas producer in Appalachia and part owner of the 2 BCF per day Mountain Valley Pipeline, MVP, whose capacity is being expanded by 600 million cubic feet per day. EQT in October 2024 proposed the Clarington Connector, a 20-mile, 24-inch pipeline that will run from the producer system in northern West Virginia's Marshall County to Clarington in Ohio's Monroe County. The Clarington Connector was originally expected to have a capacity of 300 million cubic feet per day but was expanded to 400 million cubic feet per day in February. The project is scheduled to be completed by year-end 2026. CFO Jeremy Knopp said during EQT's Q4 2025 earnings call in February that the E&P expects Eastern Ohio's dry gas inventory to be largely depleted by the end of this decade, and that the Clarington Connector perfectly positions EQT to begin backfilling these volumes and create another avenue to capture premium pricing for the gas it produces in southwestern Pennsylvania and northern West Virginia. Knopp added that EQT sees Ohio as a fast-growing market for gas over the next 5 to 10 years, and that a number of firm transportation, FT, contracts on Rex, Rover and Nexus will be rolling off over that same period, providing new opportunities for EQT to move gas into the region. Other projects related to the Marcellus-Utica. Pipeline projects like Clarington Connector and Borealis will enable more Marcellus-Utica gas to move west into and across Ohio, and support the development of additional downstream projects. Unlike Borealis, which reaches east to aggregate Marcellus-Utica production at the Clarington Hub in southeastern Ohio and move it west across the state, many of the following projects are designed to pull gas from established market hubs in western Ohio, such as Lebanon and Defiance, and move it deeper into Midwest and Mid-South demand centers. Among the many examples is Boardwalk's planned Dearborn County Lateral Project, which will involve the construction of a 12-mile, 20-inch pipeline from the TGT system in Dearborn County, Indiana, to Vistra Corporation's Miami Fort Power Plant in Hamilton County, Ohio, about 20 miles west of downtown Cincinnati. Units 7 and 8 at the Miami Fort Plant currently burn coal, but the plant's owner plans to convert the two 510-megawatt units to gas firing in 2028-29. Boardwalk/TGT expects to begin construction of the pipeline lateral in Q2 2027 and bring the project online in Q2 2028. There is also a slate of demand projects that plan to begin at liquid hubs in western Ohio. Two other examples are the Heartland Project and the Northwoods Project, both of which will expand the gas-carrying capacity of TC Energy's ANR pipeline system in the Chicago area and the upper Midwest. In addition to other sources to its south and west, the ANR system receives Marcellus-Utica gas via the western portion of TC Energy's Columbia Gas Pipeline System, CGP, which features a dense web of pipelines across Ohio. Among other things, the Heartland Project calls for installing 11 miles of 42-inch looping pipeline, parallel pipe, along ANR's existing Line 100 pipeline in Kendall County, Illinois, 49 miles of 36-inch looping pipeline along Line 301 in Illinois' Kendall, Kane and McHenry counties, and 8 miles of 12-inch looping pipeline along Line 380 in Sheboygan County, Wisconsin. The project, which is slated for completion in Q4 27, also calls for replacing 1.5 miles of 18 and 20-inch pipe on Line 301 in Waukesha County, Wisconsin, with 30-inch pipe and building three new compressor stations in the area, two in northern Illinois and one in Wisconsin near Green Bay. The Northwoods Project, in turn, calls for installing about 92 miles of 36-inch looping pipeline alongside an existing ANR pipeline through four Wisconsin counties, Shawano, Oconto, Marinette, and Florence, and Iron County in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. TC Energy plans to file for a Northwoods Project CPCN at FERC in Q4 2026 and hopes to secure certificate approval in Q4 2027. Construction would begin in 2028 and the project would be completed in Q4 2029. Another example, this one off Enbridge's TETCO system, is the company's Ridgeline Expansion Project in north central Tennessee. The project, now under construction and scheduled to be finished in Q4 2026, involves installing about 122 miles of 30-inch looping pipeline along Enbridge's East Tennessee Natural Gas Pipeline System, ETNG, between where TETCO and ETNG interconnect in Trousdale County, Tennessee, and the Tennessee Valley Authority's, TVA, planned 1,500 megawatts, gas-fired Kingston Energy Complex in Roane County, Tennessee. The Kingston plant is slated to start up in Q4 2027. As we said earlier, Borealis and other projects out of the western edge of the Marcellus-Utica also will feed gas to projects underway in the Deep South, including Boardwalk's aforementioned 1.16 BCF per day Kashi Junction project, which will run south-southeast from a leg of the company's TGT system near Kosciuszko, Mississippi, Kashi for short, to an interconnect with its Gulf South system south of Meridian, Mississippi. Together, these projects would help create a more direct path for Appalachian gas to reach growing power and industrial demand across the southeast via Boardwalk's network. Other examples of seemingly faraway pipeline projects that will rely at least in part on Marcellus Utica gas include Kinder Morgan's planned 2.1 BCF per day Mississippi Crossing, MSX, which will move gas from Kinder's Tennessee Gas Pipeline System, TGP, southeast across Mississippi's midsection, and Kinder's 1.3 BCF per day South System Expansion 4, SSE4, which will expand the southern mainline of Sonnet, co-owned by Kinder and Southern Company, through eastern Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. For more on these projects, see Family Affair. That sums up our look at the pipeline projects under development within and out of the Marcellus Utica production area that, as a group, will enable at least a few more BCF per day to reach customers in the Northeast, the Southeast, and the Midwest by 2030. In an upcoming blog, we'll return to the topic of rising demand in the region supplied by Marcellus Utica gas, focusing solely on data centers. Moving Out, Anthony's song, was written by Billy Joel and appears as the first song on side one of his fifth studio album, The Stranger. The song is about working-class New Yorkers struggling to achieve success in their lives. Joel said Anthony was a fictitious character. Released as a single in September 1977, the song went to number 17 on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart and has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America, RIAA. Twyla Tharp produced a musical Movin' Out, based on the song, which played for 1,307 performances on Broadway at the Richard Rogers Theater from 2002 to 2005. Personnel on the record were Billy Joel, lead, backing vocals, Steve Kahn, Hiram Bullock, electric guitars, Doug Steinmeier, bass, small block 1960s Corvette, Richie Cannata, saxophones, and Liberty DeVito, drums. The Stranger was recorded in 1977 at A&R Studios in New York City and produced by Phil Ramone. Released in September 1977, it went to number 2 on the Billboard 200 Albums chart and has been certified 12X Platinum by the RIAA. 5 singles were released from the LP. Billy Joel is an American singer, songwriter, and pianist. Nicknamed the Piano Man after his 1973 hit single of the same name, Joel has had a successful career as a solo artist since the early 1970s. Born in the Bronx, Joel started playing piano at 4. He began his professional career playing piano bars while still in high school. His first rock band, The Hassles, made 2 albums for United Artists Records in 1967. Joel left The Hassles in 1969 and formed the duo Attila, which released 1 LP in 1970. He released his first solo album, Cold Spring Harbor, in 1971. Joel has released 13 studio albums, 7 live albums, 19 compilation albums and 62 singles and has sold more than 150 million records worldwide. He has won an American Music Award, 5 Brit Awards, 6 Grammy Awards and a Tony Award, and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999. Joel, dealing with medical issues, made his last concert appearance at the Mohegan Sun Arena in Uncasville, Connecticut, in February 2025. His last release was the single Turn the Lights Back On, which dropped in February 2024.
Thanks for listening to the RBN Daily Energy Blogcast. For more information on energy market reports, maps, and consulting engagements, please visit us at rbnenergy.com. And thanks for rocking with us.